Safe and fun for the whole family, 88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday, checking in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
We are into summer, and we are also into talking more about flourishing over the last few weeks. We had languishing versus flourishing, and today, five activities that flourishing individuals do more of each day and each week.
That's right. So again, for June and July, we're talking about the dual continuum model of mental health, really understanding that mental illness isn't a death sentence. So we see in research, it's very clear that people with mental illness can flourish, and sadly, those without mental illness can languish, and that particular group of people often are at most risk for developing mental illness. So this is all based on the work of Dr. Corey Keyes, but he doesn't just stop with describing this model. He also prescribes five activities that can move us along that vertical continuum from languishing to flourishing. And here they are. Help others, learn something new, socialize, play, and participate in spiritual or religious activities.
Okay.
These five activities are the five behavioral vitamins for a flourishing deficiency. Flourishers do more of each of these five activities daily, and as a result, they stay in that flourishing quadrant. The good news is that people who were depressed and those who were languishing moved closer and closer to flourishing when they did more of the five behavioral vitamins. The even better news, Mike, is that you don't need to reach flourishing before you experience the benefits of each movement up the continuum.
Hmm.
So a little bit of this is already going to help you start to experience more mental well-being. So that's good. That's very reinforcing.
Very.
Easier to keep doing the flourishing vitamins.
Nice. And we're going to look a little further at the different aspects of flourishing in the weeks ahead here.
Exactly. So next week, I'll start breaking down the specific vitamins of flourishing that we need daily doses of. So please stay tuned. This is the really good stuff and actionable things that you can do with your family this summer.
We're looking forward to it, Kimberly. Thank you so much. Eckert Center is available for families, individuals dealing with a variety of things.
Yes. Yeah, so we work with children, teens, and adults. Couples, and we also offer family therapy, so we really do have the full complement of services for the entire family, and we have our educational services. So we provide psychoeducational assessments, we have academic coaching, and we have brain training programs that support students who may be struggling at school.
Okay, lots of stuff to check out. EckertCenter.com. There's a blog section, also the podcast. You can listen back anytime. And of course, we will chat again next week with Kimberly right here on Shine FM. Our website, ShineFM.com. Go to the contest page, and you might just win a free initial visit at Eckert Center. Thank you for that, Kimberly.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. We love our Shine FM listeners.
Awesome. Well, we will chat with our Shine FM listeners again next week. Have a great day, Kimberly.
You too.